Project Sapient is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in the law enforcement and military communities in conversations that we all know we need to have. All opinions you'll hear are our own, are protected by our First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Say hello, Pete.
What's up?
Welcome to Project Sapient.
Project Sapient.
Yes. We are at our midweek roll call. This is kind of what we do to give out attaboys, some good stories, funny stories, lighten the mood a little, make it all good. So
Wait. First thing we have to do, Havoc Journal.
Oh, yes. Go.
Havoc Journal. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Live Boston 617. They're brand new supporters of ours. Yep. Everybody there is badass. Mm-hmm. Jim Junkies. He's like the ultimate badass.
Yep.
Thank you guys so much for the support. Really. So we're doing the attaboys.
Yes.
What attaboys. Do you got?
I got two articles. I will tell you about the first one, but the second one I'm going to keep to myself until.
What do you mean?
You're going to like it.
We already had no prep in this. Now you're going to fucking surprise me with something?
Yep.
I like surprises.
All right. So the first one is an Agawam, Massachusetts police officer helped deliver one of the first New Year's babies.
Badass.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. Especially a call like that. I mean, it's... You never know what you get. You're like, oh, Jesus. You know, you respond to a house and the call, just a woman in labor. Just that's all he knew. And the officer, who is identified as Zach Hall, and I'm actually getting this information from the Republican newspaper from Springfield, Massachusetts, written by Patrick Johnson. So he provided, this article came from that agency. So Officer Zach Hall responded to the scene just before 3 a.m., finding the woman well into labor and without time to a trip for a hospital. He helped deliver the baby.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it says right here off their Facebook page, Officer Hall quickly responded and helped mom deliver this healthy baby girl. Congratulations, mom, dad, and the baby identified as Sophia.
Oh, come on. They couldn't name it after Zach.
I know.
A chick these days. Come on. We're going to fix that with pronouns anyway, right?
Well, there's a man and a woman now. So, if you guys don't know what that is, please look it up because I don't.
Please
wanna,
don't. You're going to give yourself a stroke.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. But the post was accompanied by a photo of the baby. So, you know, yeah, you can go on Agawam Police Facebook and there's a picture of him and the baby, and, you know, officer.
She's
and the baby.
Cute.
I mean, great. Great job, you know.
It's a cute little baby, dude.
Talk about it's quite the feeling, you know, as a first responder, as a cop, to show up somewhere like that and you're actually, you know, bringing life into this world.
Well, a lot of people don't realize is that this cop, even these parents, right, are celebrating life.
Yeah,
this cop is celebrating life too.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely stressful. I mean, you're talking. His stress level must have been up there, you know, because he's not a doctor. We're not doctors by any chance.
Right.
And we're working on delivering this baby.
Well, just imagine what's going through his head, right? What if I do something fucking wrong here and I kill the baby by accident?
Well, you know what
you
probably
know what
went through his head, like all of us do? Ambulance get there first. Ambulance get there first.
Second thing was, am I going to go home on time?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I
going to
go home on time?
Exactly. He's another midnight shifter. Look at you. Midnight shifters, man. Usually you guys are...
he's instantly my brother.
Yeah, he's a midnight shifter. So great job, Officer Zach Hall. Very, very good job on delivering this baby.
As always, if you guys know him, let us know or get him in contact with us so we can send him a t-shirt.
Yes, please, please. And that, I got a couple. Actually, I've been getting responses real quick off Instagram about the t-shirts we've sent out.
They suck.
They love them.
Good.
Yeah, so, you know, I got pictures of people sporting them, working out in them.
Oh, like, shit.
You know, it's pretty cool. So I'll post those on the Instagram soon. The t-shirts came out great. So if anyone's interested in a t-shirt, please reach out to us. I've got, you know.
Plenty of them.
Plenty of them. Yeah, I got plenty of them. But just reach out to us, projectsapient2020@gmail.com. Send us your name. It doesn't have to be just a cop. It's anyone.
Yeah.
You know, we're giving them out to anyone. So you ready for this next story?
What do you got? Hold on. Ready? Yeah, now I'm ready. Tell me.
It's not that badass, if that's what you're going with.
What is it?
Well, actually, Maine cops help rescue a goat from ocean after it fled a vet hospital.
I'm sorry. Could you read that again? Pull it up on the fucking screen. You're fucking with me, right?
Yeah. Maine cops help rescue goat from ocean after it fled a vet hospital.
I quit. Fuck this shit. You can do it on your own. A goat.
Yes, a goat. A goat is doing well after his adventure and dramatic rescue at sea, the vet staff said. So this article comes from Bangor Daily News, Maine, written by Abigail Curtis. So this occurred in Belfast.
Are we having a slow news day?
I guess so.
What the fuck?
Well, again, you know, midweek we kind of go lighter and not as intense, and we're not arguing with each other and throwing shit at each other. So so it's kind of funny how the article starts. One thing was clear. The pet goat that escaped from its owner Tuesday in the parking lot of Belfast Vet Hospital really didn't want to go to the doctor. You know what? There's a song to this. It's kind of circusy, kind of like.
I don't think I even have anything on the soundboard that can fucking help us there.
How about that that other one you used?
This one?
No, is that it? No. There's a better one. There's that boom 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 boom.
I don't even have that anymore.
All right. Well. So,
this is bullshit, though.
I guess that's what happens when I surprise you with it. But it's the Total Circus song. So, one of those.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Yep.
So we're giving the cop an attaboy, right? Because he obviously, you're protecting all life.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This goat was somebody's pet.
Yep.
Oh, it was a pet.
It was a 4-year-old white goat. It had a green leash.
Oh.
And it ran off.
All right. So it was a pet. I thought it was like a fucking like random goat like going down the street or something.
Oh yeah, no, it was a pet.
It's Maine.
Yeah, it's Maine. You know, his great escape finished with a long swim in the frigid cold ocean. Talk about like, I'm not going to a doctor, I'm going suicidal.
Yeah.
You know?
Goat was like, fuck this COVID shit.
Exactly. I'm gone. So they end up, so the police obviously get called. Apparently the goat was not done with his walkabout, police said. The goat traveled along the shore, then went into the water and began swimming out to sea now.
Wait, so the fucker knew what he was doing and kept swimming.
Oh, you know what he had in mind? He wanted to fuck someone up. He's like, come get me. Come get me. I dare you. Come get me.
That's awesome.
So one of the officers that got there, actually a civilian that got there, Jerry Holmes, was making chili in her home around noon when she saw the three officers in her yard looking for the goat.
Did anybody find out if it was being made with goat meat?
That's a good point. So when she spotted the animal swimming, she's an all-season kayaker. She knew what she had to do something. She got the life jacket, neoprene gloves, and a rope. And I had in mind that I could go to the far side of the goat and herd him to shore.
Good for her.
So, you know, in her kayak, she went out there trying to get rope around his horns, but the goat kept slipping it off. Again, circus sound. That's an amazing, amazing thing. So then her paddle blew off the kayak on a windy day, and the air temperature was 28 degrees. So paddle blew off. So did she lose her paddle?
Yeah, it looks like she lost her paddle.
Yeah, so she's using her hands to propel the kayak. Wow. Talk about
listen.
The rescue.
I am an animal lover.
Yeah,
but I don't think I would have done that.
Well, again, concerned citizens and police officers helped. They're bringing delicacies such as heads of lettuce and a bucket of grain to tempt the pet goat back home. They also tried to warm him up, covering him with a blanket. She went over and the civilian draped herself on the goat, trying to warm it up, and her up, actually. So she was probably really cold paddling with her hands.
Let me, dude, is this on The Onion?
I know, dude. Part of me is like, let me, is this a satire website? It's not. It's an actual story.
<The fuck? laughs>
You know, slow day at Bangor, Maine, I guess. But it was pretty funny. And you know, attaboys to these officers who went out there to,
and her
to, you know, finally wrangle this goat back and basically to do the right thing and rescue it.
Good for her. Everybody, you know, look, as much as we joke.
It was a team effort.
As much as we joke and everything, all life is precious, right?
Yeah.
And especially being somebody's pet, you're going to try and do everything you can to help.
Yes.
You know, I get it. And it's definitely an attaboy for the officer, for her. Everybody tried to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Including using your body heat to warm it up.
To warm up the goat, you know. it's just, again, is this The Onion? No,
it's good.
No, it's not The Onion. It's Bangor Daily News. All right. I fact check my news.
Look, yeah, sites, yeah.
All right.
Look, at least we had the really, really good one in the beginning with the officer giving life.
Yeah.
Here, the officer is protecting life, maybe a goat, tasty
a
goat.
Yeah, a goat. Yep. So, I think the goat's owner gave it a banana.
A banana?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Dude, this is not The Onion, I swear, people. This is not The Onion. This is real story.
Oh, my God.
Up in Maine.
Listen, we're going to do everything we can. Cops, the police profession needs as much positivity as possible.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And we're gonna find stories like this, talk about them, laugh about them. Because you know what? To these officers, I bet you they've been laughing since it happened.
Oh,
because, you know, being in the cold and dealing with this goat and they're like, what the fuck?
Well, you know what his brothers and sisters have been doing, right? They've been getting pictures of goats.
Oh,
and-
yeah.
Like putting him near the urinal when he's taking a piss or something.
Actually, a good friend of mine who works in the neighboring community close by here actually had to wrangle a goat that was loose on the main roads.
Yeah,
and he wrangled it and he took a picture with it and the woman that the goat belonged to, and that picture always gets sent to him every time I find it or it comes up on a Facebook memory.
Yeah.
I send it back. I send it to him over. Like, so this is years ago. Again, this is like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, yet I still send it to him.
I you know what? It just popped into my head a quick story because we don't have much time in these weekly things. A quick story.
Yeah.
So this was maybe 5 years ago. I get called out. Middle of the night. Pager goes off. We get called out. So, you know, the rush. You're getting in the car. You're rushing. You're fucking driving like a maniac. I mean, you're following every law.
Yeah.
going to the call out. But anyway, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. It had just started like snowing too. So all the conditions are shitty. And I'm driving down a part of town where it's like almost farmland.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm driving and I'm like woozy because I had just woken up, whatever, this and that. I haven't even started sipping like a coffee or anything. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I see this shit in the distance. And, you know, headlights, even on a long road, they only go so far. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And I'm speeding.
Yeah.
Or doing the speed limit. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And as it's getting closer, it's this big black, like, it seemed like a blob. Mm. And then I see, like, wings flapping on it.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, am I dead?
It's a gargoyle.
Or am I, like, hallucinating? Did my wife slip something in my drink or something?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? And I go by this thing at probably 50 miles an hour because I'm like, fuck it. If I hit it, I hit it.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up being a horse.
Oh, jeez.
That had gotten out. And I'm like, thank God that I actually saw it. It would have killed me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It was like this ginormous Clydesdale, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah. Those things are massive.
So it just popped into my head. I'm sorry, guys, for boring you with stupid stories.
Well, real quick, there's actually a hope in me in the city I work in. There's a zoo, and every so often the llama alarm goes off, which is a faulty thing on their alarm system. I don't know if it's still doing it, but every night I hear that llama alarm. I'm like, please, God, let there be like 20 llamas right now out on the road, because that would be a picture to take, and I would laugh so hard.
We need this shit, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where is this? I'm going to go let the llamas out.
No. Nope.
Guys, listen, this was midweek. We wanted to do a little bit different, but Iman didn't tell me what we were doing.
Yep.
So good call, bro. I actually almost feel bad doing this outro because it's like heavy metal.
I know. Hey, you know, it was all happy.
Yeah, dude. Hey, listen, guys, thanks again to Havoc Journal, Live Boston 617, Gym Junkies. Iman, say bye.
See you later.
Peace.